call of discipleship is none other than being called deeper to walk with Him into love, into relationship. And that is what God called us, is to get deeper into our discipleship journey. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here today. I know that a lot of you probably are traveling wherever you are. Even though Thanksgiving is a few days ago, we celebrated Thanksgiving in the U.S. on the last Thursday of November. For those of you who are not familiar with our tradition here, it's a few days ago. And even though it's a few days ago, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you who are joining us in our Sunday service right now. Hallelujah. And we know how important it is to be thankful in life. Amen. Especially last week, we were taught by our brother Rinaldi, wonderful sermon on Thanksgiving. But how many know that being thankful once in a while, meaning once in a year, is easier than being thankful every day, all the days of our lives, right? Being thankful once in a year is easier. Some people that I know have a difficulty of saying sincerely what they are thankful for. You know, we had a dinner together, and some of you probably have dinner together, and, you know, the tradition that we have is we go around the table and we ask, what are you thankful for this year? Some people can say it easy, but some other people has to think hard. What is that thing, the blessing that they experience, that they are thankful for? And it took some time for some people. It's easy to say, oh, you know, we didn't have a good time this year. We had COVID. We get cut in our salary, and we couldn't go do things that we usually do. And a lot of things that is a complaint more than being thanksgiving. And why is it more difficult for some of us to be thankful for? And I think the reason is this, because maybe we are not practicing the life of thanksgiving every day. We are not thankful every day. So when it comes time to say, what are we thankful for? We're kind of stuck a little bit. We can name many complaints, many challenges, and many lacking very quickly, but has difficulty in naming a few things that we are thankful for. Is it true that we only have a few things to be thankful for and have many things to complain about? I think not. I don't think that is the case. But why is it sometimes more difficult to be thankful? And this is the thing. Being thankful is exactly what Jesus wants for his disciples. It is part of the devotion. It's part of the discipline, just like prayer. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Being thankful is part of our devotion. In other words, being thankful is a part of a spiritual discipline that you and I, the disciple of Christ, are called to do. In addition to prayer, in addition to being watchful, being thankful is a discipline that we need to develop, because that is something that Jesus wants us to do. How many wants to grow as a disciple? I believe that all disciples, if you are true disciple, you would want to grow. You must have a desire to grow. And one of the things that I want to emphasize through today's sermon is to grow in the spirit and discipline of thankfulness. Before I suggest the how-tos on how to grow in thankfulness, let's explore what the Bible has to say. Let's read thankfulness throughout the Bible, and I'm just going to pick one or two verses to represent thankfulness in the Bible. In the Old Testament, actually, we need to call it the First Testament, just being sensitive to our brother from the Judaism branch. They don't like it when we call their Bible the Old Testament, because old has a negative connotation. We call it now First Testament. And that is true, because the Old Testament or the First Testament is part of a Christian Bible. So in the First Testament, Psalm chapter 107, verse 8 to 9, we will see an example of being thankful. And this is what it says: "Let the people of God give thanks to Yahweh for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good thing." And if you read enough of the thankfulness verses in the First Testament, you will notice that thanksgiving in the First Testament is directed to God for his good action toward the people, his love, his blessing also, and protection against the enemies. When the people of God, in this case the Israelites, experience all these things, they are thankful by giving glory and praise toward God. In the New Testament, the call to be thankfulness is expanded to include all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Thanksgiving, or giving thanks, in the New Testament is now expanded and made into a spiritual discipline. Not only during harvest, during protection of God against the enemy, or any new thing or events that happen in the life of the people. In fact, now the thanksgiving is now established as a spiritual discipline for the disciple of Christ. Just like prayer, just like fasting, thanksgiving is a spiritual discipline. So, how do you develop a thanksgiving lifestyle or discipline for discipleship? There are several ways. I'm going to share to you three practices on how to develop the discipline of thanksgiving, so that comes Thanksgiving next year, no one will have a problem saying what they are thankful for. Because why? Because we practice it every day. So the first one, the practice of awareness. The practice of awareness. How many know that awareness has fallen on hard times? It's rare to find people who are aware. One's ability to be present is waning. There are millions of things that's grabbing our attention in our world today. Thanks to technology, we can take in more things than ever. We do all so that we can ensure that we don't miss anything, but in doing so, we miss everything that is important. We become unaware. We have distanced ourselves from what is right in front of us, and that is to our detriment. We live in the midst of the miracles that God is performing and miss so much of it. When was the last time you watched the sunset? When was the last time you looked deeply into the eyes of your spouse, your husband, or your wife? When was the last time you listened carefully to your friends that are speaking to you? When was the last time you truly pay attention? When most of our attention is stripped away from us, it becomes increasingly difficult to be thankful, because simply you are not aware. We don't see you. We don't see the things that is happening that we need to be thankful for. That's why there's a verse that of the song that is taken out of the Bible. It says, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord." How many know that song? "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord." Yes? Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. It is a cry to be aware, to not miss anything that God is doing around us and in us. To be thankful, we need to develop and practice the awareness. As we practice to being thankful, that is the first thing that we can practice, is the practice of the present. You need to be present. And this is my encouragement to you. Take one night this week, one day, maybe or one day over the weekend, and walk around the place that you live, your apartment, your house, and start paying attention. Go on a walk and notice the sun, the trees, the flowers, the insect, the beauty all around you, even the falling leaves of the fall season. Take attention, make attention. The landscape, the sceneries, the miracle of our world. Take just one day, one night, or one weekend to do that. Spend time with your loved one and ask them about their hopes, their dream, their heart, and enjoy listening. Just being aware of everything. I suspect if you do this, you will find yourself saying thank you in almost involuntary ways. Because when we are aware, we are able to see the miraculous. The practice of awareness. The second one is the practice of remembering. Psalm 103, verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit." Forget not is the synonym of remembering. In fact, a lot of the verses from the book of Moses, from Genesis to Deuteronomy, it's all a lot of time the most prominent command is to remember. Because we human are an expert in forgetting. We quickly forget all the good things that exist in our life as soon as one pain, one suffering enter into our lives. We quickly forget years of good relationships when the person that we are having a relationship with made one small minor offense against us. And it's not so much that we forget to say thank you, but we forget that God's faithfulness to us is each and every day. As we practice the lifestyle and discipline of thankfulness, we need to learn how to remember. That is why every year when my family have a Thanksgiving dinner, the custom that we have been doing a few years, before we eat or after we eat, we go around the table and asking, "What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for this year?" And I realize that this year is probably a little harder than other years to say thank you. But there's plenty of things to thank for. And what the result of sitting around and saying thank you for everything that you do is this: you are forced to remember throughout the whole days and months of this year up to that point, what are the things that you are thankful for. So this is my suggestion to you. Over the next few, days, put your phones to good use. You have a camera, right? Now bring it along with you every day, everywhere you go. And whenever you see something that you are thankful for, take a picture of it. And now at the end of the night, scroll through the picture, remember everything. You look at the picture and remember why you take that picture and why you are thankful for. And pause on each photo. Remind yourself, "Wow, I'm thankful when I see this. I'm thankful when I see that." And you offer a simple prayer that says, "Thank you, God, for this. Thank you for allowing me to experience this thing. Thank you." This will be a first step in developing the discipline of thanksgiving. It will help you remember every good gifts. And as you get into the habit of it, you know, every night when before you go to sleep, try to remember all the things that happened that day. Because that is the command of the discipleship. Give thanks in all circumstances. The last practice that I want to share to you is the practice of giving credit to God. If we have walked with Jesus any length of time, we will realize that everything that we have is a gift. Everything. All that we have been given to us, regardless of what we have done, is a gift. And this is something that we should keep us saying, thank you, Lord, for every moment of our life, for the rest of our lives. Because everything is by grace. God give it to us. There's a story about 10 lepers that met Jesus one day. All 10 of them have this very scary disease that at that time had no medicine to cure, which is lepers. And all 10 of them got cured. All 10 of them got cured, and then they went away. But then one of them came back. We find that in Luke chapter 17, and we read from verse 15. Now one of them, out of the 10, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, Jesus' feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Well, you should not be too quick to judge the other 9 that did not come back. Lepers was scary disease, and the disease that was avoided by anybody. If you have that disease, you are separated from your family. You are separated from your friends and from the society because you had leper. So those 9 probably were reconnecting with their family, reconnecting with their friends after so long being separated from them. You cannot blame them for being that way. They were busy reconnecting and celebrating probably now because they were sick before and now they are healed. But one person out of the 10, the lepers that was healed, came back to Jesus and give glory to Jesus. He knew where the healing come from, where the blessing come from. And he come back and worship Jesus because he recognized Jesus was the source of blessing. Without Jesus giving it, he would have nothing that allow him to be able to reconnect with his friend and family. So he thanked Jesus. He did not thank his lucky star. Oh, I was so lucky I met this man. He didn't say, well, this person didn't say, well, that must be my lucky break. No, he knew exactly who he has to be thankful for. He came back and he come to Jesus. We need to know where our blessing come from. Psalm 136. This is the prayer in the Old Testament. The Old Testament personal name of God is Jehovah, and that's exactly what Psalm 136 verse 1, give thanks unto Jehovah. Some of the translation in your Bible say the Lord with capital L. Well, the Lord in the original language in the Hebrew Bible, the First Testament, is Yahweh, or another pronunciation is Jehovah. God has a name. And in the Old Testament or the First Testament, his name is Yahweh. And for all of us Christian today, God has a name, and his name is Jesus. So we need to give credit to Jesus who healed us, give us blessing, protected us from our enemies, and guide us into all truth. and walk with us in the journey of discipleship. Thank you who? Thank you, Jesus. Not just say, I'm thankful. You know, some people says, I'm thankful for having food today. But thank who? That is a very important statement of faith. Thank Jesus specifically. The people in Psalm 136, they did not say, you know, give thanks unto whom it may concern. No, he said, give thanks unto Jehovah, God's name. That is what we need to do. And we are thanking Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the one true God who has given us all the good things from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. As a final encouragement, let me just summarize it for you. These three ways of developing a lifestyle and discipline of thanksgiving. The first one, I'm totally convinced that to have a thankful heart, you need to be aware of your environment. Be aware of what God is doing in our lives. In fact, to me, the side benefit of being aware and being thankful is to be able to enjoy life to the fullest. I'm happy because even though in the midst of very difficult circumstances, when I'm aware that God is working for my good behind the scene, I'm joyful and confident in life. I'm not missing all the great things that God is doing in my life. Being aware and then remember, count our blessing. When I look back in my life, I remember all the difficulty that I face and all the escape and breakthrough that God has provided to me. And I'm thankful for that. And as I'm thankful, I'm joyful. Being thankful, being remembering of what God has done and being aware, allow me to say, thank you, Jesus. I give credit to God. How many know that if when you find a generous people, you will find a thankful people? They go hand in hand. As I'm being thankful for all the blessing that God has given to me, I learn to also be generous because God has been generous. Isn't that the call of discipleship also, is to be generous? We are called to share the good news. We are called to share our resources. We are called to share the love of God. Being generous, that is the call of discipleship. If you remember Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, the Bible says, make disciple. How do you make disciple? Being generous. How do you be generous? Being thankful. Hallelujah. I pray that our church, all, each one of us, have a thanksgiving heart. Develop this discipline of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. That is the message today. Let us grow together in the discipline and the art of thanksgiving to be a great disciple of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us come and stand right now. We're going to end our service right now. And we're going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving and a prayer of thanking God for what He has done in our lives, recognizing that all good gifts is coming from Him. Amen. And then I'll go pray the prayer of blessing for each one of us. Let's pray. Lift up your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are just so thankful for everything that you have done for us. Blessings, protections, unity and friendship and relationship. Thank you, Jesus. And even hard time, difficult time, we believe that you allow this to transform our lives to become more like you. Thank you for that too. Thank you, Jesus. We recognize all good things come from you. We thank you, Jesus, for knowing you and to be known by you. We thank you for the salvation so precious that you have granted through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for that. We thank you for health in the time of pandemic. All of us can still have our health. Thank you for that too, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. We pray that as you are being generous to us, help us to be generous to others. Help us to be a growing disciple in the discipline of thanksgiving. Hallelujah.